Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff live in the Lon Smith Roofing Storm Center. Lots of welcome rain heading to North Texas this evening. As of now, I'm thinking most, if not all, of the severe weather will remain about 30 to 50 miles south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area through the evening hours. We can thank the rain that fell earlier today for stabilizing and cooling off the atmosphere. However, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. From Dallas and Fort Worth, points east, south, and southwest, mainly south of Interstate 20, again until 10 p.m. There are three areas of storms I'm watching at this time. The first wave is now moving into our top two North Texas county roads, mainly Dallas and Fort Worth and points north. These are not severe at this time, but the air has stabilized from earlier convection today. There will be some heavy rain and some small hail, but the severity as of now looks low through 9 p.m. However, I will keep an eye on the southern flank of this line that's just west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area along Interstate 30 and I-20 and point south. This area will enhance over the next couple of hours through 9 p.m. and move through the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A few of these storms could become severe, but again, we're rain-cooled in DFW and points north, so the severity will be low. Different story, though, south of I-20 through the evening hours, because a second area of storms is working its way through the Abilene and Big Country area and will continue to race east-southeast and intensify through the evening. Two county roads south of Interstate 20, Corsicana and Hillsboro to Granbury, need to keep an eye on this line by mid to late evening. This is where the larger hail and isolated tornado threat exist. The third area of storms is way out in West Texas around Lubbock right now. This area will race east and arrive across North Texas in a weakened state shortly before midnight tonight, giving us more welcome rain. Good news is the atmosphere will continue to be worked over in DFW and surrounding counties, so as this complex moves into our area shortly before midnight, the severe weather threat, again, remains low. Average rainfall totals across North Texas will range anywhere between 2 to 4 inches. So to summarize, the severe weather threat through the evening looks to remain just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth area for large hail and isolated tornadoes, so please stay weather aware in this area between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. overnight. Dallas and Fort Worth, please stay weather aware between now and midnight. I will jump on KRLD radio as conditions warrant through the evening. Go Mavs!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.